time religion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song. Sing the song. Sing the song. I will fly away. Amen. Amen. And we get to worship then. Amen. Hallelujah. Some glad morning. Glad morning when this life is over. I will fly away. Oh, to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly, or I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. Oh, I'll fly away in the morning before I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Or I will fly away. Oh, when the shadow of this life have gone, oh, I will fly away. Oh, like a bird from prison bars has flown, oh, I will fly. Oh, you fly with me, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I will fly away. Oh, in the morning before I die, hallelujah, by and by, oh, I'll fly away. Oh, but just a few more weary days and for an I will fly away. Oh, to a land, to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I'll fly, oh, I'll fly away. I will fly away. Oh, glory, I will fly away. Oh, or I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Or I'll fly. Oh, just a few more. Just a few more weary days and poor I'll fly away. Oh, to a land where joy shall never end. Or I'll fly. Or I'll fly away. I will fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly. Oh, in the morning before I die, hallelujah, by and by, oh, I'll fly, oh, I'll fly away, I will, oh, glory, yeah, I will fly. Oh, in the morning before I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song, Father of Love. Amen. Amen.
Father of Life, seated on your throne of glory, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have sent, if we call upon your name, oh, we and our family will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace.
Jesus Christ,
we rely, on your grace. Oh, Adonai, crowned in praise. O Lord, most high, in Jesus Christ. O Father of love, never failing to forgive. Oh, each moment is a gift from you to live. Oh, we're only here to tell the world about your grace. Or until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Oh Lord, most high, Jesus Christ. Adonai, crowned in praise. Lord, most high, Jesus, oh Father of love, Father of love, never failing to forgive. For each moment is a gift from you to live. Oh, we're only here to tell the world about your grace. For until the day you take us all away. Oh, so we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Oh Lord, most high, oh Lord, most high, Jesus,
Jesus Christ.
Adonai, crowned in praise. Lord, oh Lord, most high, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Sing them on the, you are Alpha and Omega, amen. And Omega, oh, we worship. Oh, let's worship him tonight. Oh, you are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh Lord, we'll give you all the glory. Oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh Lord, we'll give you. We give you all the glory. We worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, you're Alpha and Omega. Oh, we
worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh Lord, we'll give you all the glory.
Glory.
We worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh Lord, we'll give you all the glory. We worship you. Worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. We give you glory. We'll give you all the glory. Oh, we worship, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Alpha,
oh, and Omega, oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Oh, you are Alpha.
Oh, you are Alpha.
You're Alpha
and Omega.
Oh, we worship.
Oh Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We'll give you all the glory. We worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
One more time.
Oh, we'll give you all.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we give you the glory tonight.
Oh, you
we give you the thanks, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
We worship you,
oh Lord. How many are ready to worship and praise his name and give glory to him? Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you. We give all the glory to you. We give you the honor, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We are thankful, O God. Father, we thank you that we have a name. Oh, the name Jesus Christ, which is our banner. We thank you, the Lord, we have that name. Oh, that is above all other names. We thank you that we have that name, Jesus. That is the rock. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Because in you, Lord Jesus, we have our salvation. In you, Lord. Oh, we have, oh God, the privilege, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give all the glory to you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We give you the honor, Lord. Bless your name, Lord Jesus, tonight. Having come to your presence, Lord, Father, we give you all the praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that in this day, Lord, We have found favor. We have found favor in your presence, Lord Jesus. That, oh Lord, in your name, oh Lord Jesus, we have received blessings. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. No one has done this. No one has done this. It is only you. No one. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We look unto you, Lord, because there is no other than you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the day so far, Lord. You've taken us through from morning to this hour, Lord. Our going out and coming in, Lord. In our homes, in our working places, Lord, we have seen your mighty hand of God. Oh, Father, it has all been thy grace, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you have bestowed unto us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We give all glory to you, Lord. Father, above all, Lord Jesus, many mercies you have given to us. From our various corners, Lord, oh, to be guarded nowhere but in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you today, another Wednesday, Lord Jesus. Your children have come, oh Lord, believe in the Lord Jesus. There is something good in store for them. And Father, we've come, Lord, believing, Lord, because we never want to live here the same, Lord. So Father, we've come, oh, with our open hearts, Lord Jesus, to receive from you, O Lord. So, Father, as you have always, your word had promised us, Lord, that you will be in the midst of your children, O God. Father, we believe that tonight, oh Lord, you are already here. And so, Lord Jesus, take your place now as we sit at your feet, O God. We want to hear from you, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, Lord. That in our hearts, Lord, we will rejoice, O God, because we know that we have come. And, Lord, your presence is with us, Lord. Father, we thank you. As we turn to the reading of your word, O God, Father, bless your word. You are the author of it. And, Father, let the life in it, O Lord, oh, the seed, O God, O Father, find a place in us, O God, and bring fruits, O Lord, to thy glory. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. Even, Lord, we remember brethren who are not here. The Lord Jesus, most of God, our work, Lord, and Father, we pray that, Lord, you bless them also wherever they are. Our pastor, Lord, tonight is with the brethren in Banbridge, Lord. Father, bless the brethren over there also. Father, we commit him into your hands, Lord. The Lord Jesus, oh, you use him over there, oh God, oh, for your name, oh Lord, to be glorified. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. As we are standing, we shall read our scripture. Tonight also is continue with our Bible studies. We know Bible studies most of the time. It's not like evangelistic message. So it looks as if it gives us a little bit of the fire is not so much. Amen. But let's learn something tonight. Let's continue with our studies in the book of Hebrews. So it's all about perfection. We are still on perfection. So let's turn to the reading of the word as we read the other day, Matthew 5:48, and then Hebrews 6:1-3. We are still on Hebrews 1-3. And Lord willing, I don't know, another time when we shall look into the studies, we shall go to 4-6. There is very strong something over there. Amen. So today, let's look at Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be perfect. Praise God. Then Hebrews 6:1-3. So he said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. We have your word, God. And we have read it, Lord Jesus. We pray that Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will come and take the word now. Father, we want to study your word, God. And you are the only one that can give the interpretation thereof. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that, Lord, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will come now and give us, Lord Jesus, the understanding of your word, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, the last time we were on this same scripture, perfection. And we were confronted with this question: could we be perfect? And it's in the message book, the message book of Hebrews. It's in Hebrews chapter 6, the part 2, paragraph 247, where the prophet brought that question: could we be perfect? So we looked at that question the last time. And for an answer, we went to the only book, amen, we went to the only book that has the answer to every question on earth here. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. That there is a book that has the answer to every question on earth here. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. The word of God. Every question on earth here, there is an answer here. Amen. Praise God. So when we were confronted with that question, could we be perfect? There's no other book we go to, what? Go in to look for an answer. Amen. Amen. Than this book. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we wanted to know that if there were people like us who lived on earth here, that were what? Counted to be what? Perfect. Amen. And we got three people. Not that it's not just because of that we call three, that means only three. But we call three people whom the word of God said they were perfect living on earth here. Amen. So we found out that these people, they could not be perfect on their own, based on their own good works or good deeds. No, sir. They living as perfect people, it wasn't by their own good works or by their deeds. Praise the Lord. But one thing we found out was that these people believed God. So if we want to be perfect, we are looking at these things. Because these are the way that is going to lead us also to be what? To be perfect. Because if these people were perfect, then we go to look at their lives. Praise the Lord. And we found out that these people, they believed in God. Amen. They believed in God. And then another thing, they walked with God. Amen. They believed in God. They walk with God. And through that, they became what? Perfect. Amen. So we see, we call someone like Noah. And we know that Noah lived a time the very time that he lived in, we are living in that same kind of condition today. Noah lived in a time that is what? That same time is being portrayed this very hour that we are living in. And so, we have no excuse. Amen. Because Noah lived in the time that we are living in also. So there is no excuse that why we couldn't also be what? Perfect. The scripture says Noah lived in a time when the wickedness of man, oh my, was great on earth. And every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continually. And that's the same thing we are seeing here. Praise the Lord. Evil time. And he said the world was very corrupt. That's what we are seeing today. The world was very corrupt before God. Amen. And as he said, the earth was filled with violence. The same thing we are seeing today. Noah's day. Praise the Lord. But the scripture says, he said, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And he said, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. So we could also be perfect in this generation because it was the same Noah's day still today with us. He was perfect in his generation. He said, Noah walked with God. Praise the Lord. Noah walked with God. And so we have no excuse, my brother. See, Noah never had it easy. He never had it easy. Holding on to a message, praise the Lord, a message which the people spied him. Amen. They spied on him. He was mocked. He was given names. But Noah never bent the message. Praise the Lord. That means they couldn't force him to do what? To abandon the message that he was what, holding on to. Yes, sir. He never lowered the bar of that message that God has given to him. For 120 years, he strived on. Amen. Holding on to that, thus says the Lord. That it will rain. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because all the scientific what? Our knowledge in those days had proven that what Noah was holding on couldn't be possible. All the scientific knowledge talked against what? The very word, the very message that he was holding. But Noah never gave in. He stood by what that does say as the Lord. My brother, we are looking at the perfection of people that lived on earth here as we are here also. So all these things that we are looking at, it is what? Those things, the life that was in them. So let's take notice of it. Noah had a message. We have a message. Praise the Lord. And the message that Noah held, that saw the Lord that day, he never departed from it. So, that's the same thing. You are understanding it. We also have a message. We shouldn't depart from that message. We should stay put to it. Praise God. He never bent it. He never lower the bar anywhere. Praise God. And then we called another man, Job. We know the story of Job already, so there's no need for us to go over it. But look at what the scripture said about Job. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. Praise the Lord. One that feared God and eschewed what? Evil. Amen. So we are following. We want to also live a perfect life, because already the Lord Jesus have instructed us, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we have this order, this admonition already to us. And we are looking at the people that lived. So my brother, take notice of every word, everything that these people, the way how they lived. Amen. No one lived in a time when there was no Bible like this. Praise God. There was no written word of God. That was the time Noah lived in. Now look at it. Noah lived by the inspiration, looking at what nature that was around him. Oh, praise God. Because he could see something in nature. Praise the Lord. He was living under what? Inspiration. And so the prophet said, then inspiration strike that prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. And he was able to say, when even the whole of his body was all covered with sore, all his properties taken away, all his sons killed. Amen. And now the whole body, from head to toe, sore. But he was living under what? An inspiration. And the prophet said, and then the inspiration struck that prophet. And he said something. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. And he shall stand on that latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worm hath what? Destroyed his body, yet in my flesh I shall see my God. Inspiration, strike that prophet. Praise the Lord. My brother, do we have an excuse? Amen. We have what? The full word. We have the full word. Now begin to what? Compare. We have the full word. He had nothing. We have the full word. We have all the mysteries now revealed. So what is expected of us? My brother, we are enclosed with great witnesses. Praise the Lord. So that was Job. And we have what? The word. The full word now. But he had nothing that. He led by what? Inspiration. Inspired by nature that was around him. Praise God. And then we looked at Abraham. We saw that Abraham, we all know the story also. He was 75 years when God called him out. Said, just move out from your kindreds. Abraham obeyed. Amen. Then, the scripture, he gave him a promise that he would be a father of many nations. But Abraham had not even one child. Amen. He had not even one child. But Abraham did what? He believed God. Amen. My brother, my sister, look at Abraham. He believed God. 75 years. He believed God. And he lived with that. Thus says the Lord. He lived with it. Never staggering. According to the word of God. He never staggered. He stayed faithful with that, thus saith the Lord. And then, God came to him again when he was 99 years. Oh. To repeat the same thing again. He had lived 24 years, still nothing has happened, not even one child. And God came back to him again to repeat the same covenant. Look, my brother, the scripture says, Abraham fell on his face and worshipped God. Amen. Abraham fell on his face and worshipped God. Still believing. Praise the Lord. We are talking about people that were seen perfect, that walked on earth here as we are walking. They never walked in heaven. They walked on earth here. Amen. Abraham had every human reasoning to have reason in his heart and say, but God, for how long? Now people are even mocking me because of this testimony I'm holding. For how long? Abraham could have what? By human reasoning, should have questioned God. My brother, now we are learning something. Praise God. Because when we reason about anything, God hears it. It's in your heart, but God hears it. Just like what? Sarah. When she reasoned in her heart, when she lied in her heart, God said, why Sarah laughed? Amen. So God knew what was in Abraham. Abraham never questioned God. Because God would have known it. So my brother, let's watch that also. Reasoning about things. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, it's because of this. This has happened. Oh, it's because of my brother, my sister. No, sir. Why has God up to today not answered my request? Why? Brother George, have you been questioning yourself?
No.
God bless you.
Hey, I like it here.
Amen. My sister, have you been questioning? Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. From today, don't question anymore.
Amen.
Don't reason anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's him.
Hallelujah.
24 years. But when he came back to repeat the same thing, he fell upon his face and worshiped God. He never reasoned. See, we are looking. See, this is the thing that God could say that this man lived perfect life. He never questioned God. That means there is no human reasoning in him. The five senses were completely dead. Amen. Not Abraham. Then eventually, the child came. The child came. Then God again asked him, Go and sacrifice that child to me. Hey, my brother. Another test, another trial. Abraham could have risen in here again. That, oh, God, I've waited all these years. You've given me the child. Now I should go and sacrifice him. If you want sacrifice, I can even all my cattle and all my sheep. I would want to use them to sacrifice them for you. But no, sir. But look at it. What God has said, he said, amen.
Amen.
And so if God says, there is no barrenness in my house, you say, amen, and believe it. Praise the Lord. No questioning. Just move on. Amen. You've asked for a job. Believe it. Every day believe it that the job has you have received it. It's in your hands. You are looking for documents. Just believe it that document is already done. And move on. Amen. Never allow any doubts or reasoning come in because we want to live perfect before he said, be perfect.
Amen.
We want to live perfect before him. Amen. He never questioned. Amen. And we know the story already. When Isaac asked his father, Daddy, we have the wood, we have the fire, but where is the sacrifice? Where is the sacrifice? See, look at what he said. And it came to pass. It came to pass. The Lord God will provide a sacrifice for himself. As a man living with total surrender into God, till when you say it, it will come to pass. Praise God. We know of Job already also. When Job, one day, messengers were coming. All his properties, all finished, destroyed. Or some people have come, taken away all his cattle, sheep, everything. And then the last thing, another messenger came. All your seven sons, they are all what? Dead. Oh, Job could have what? Said, oh God, but as for this one, said, but no, sir. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The scripture says, Job did what? He rent his clothes. Amen. Shaved his head. And then what? Fell upon his face and worshipped God.
Amen.
Amen. He worshipped God. So Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. No reasoning to ask God, but why? But why this? No, sir, my brother, my sister. In every situation that you find yourself, just believe it. It's God's own purpose. It's God's own plan. It's God's own program that you are following. Not your own. So he doesn't want you to question, to reason, but stay faithfully. We want to live, we want to be perfect before him, because then be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen. In the message book, for him will I accept, preach in Hammond, 1952. Listen. He said, he was talking about Job. He said, God was not dealing with a sinner. He was dealing with a saint. See? A man that had been purged by God. Proving to Satan that, listen closely here, there was mortals who would serve him in the face of conflict. See? There are mortals. He proved it to Satan. There are mortals. And we are also mortals. There are mortals. There should be mortals today. Praise God. That will prove that no matter the situation, no matter the condition, we will never question our God. We will not reason why it is so. Because I know that everything is working together for good. That his name will be glorified. Praise the Lord. That his name will be glorified. And so, a man that is purged has allowed himself to be purged. A woman that has allowed herself to be purged. My brother, the gravity, no gravity of trials can draw you from the word, from the love of God. Because those trials and those things, they are gravity that draws us. And then we just, our faith and everything, we just lose hope. Amen. But when you are purged, that gravity of trials can never draw you down. It can never pull you. That's why Paul wrote, what can separate us from the love of God? See, watch those things. What can separate us from the love of God? See? When even we look at Noah again, see, something that has never happened before, but God said, it will come. He said, by faith, he was moved by what? Fear. To prepare that ark. As last Friday, Junior was saying that we have never seen rapture before. Amen. Amen. Noah also had never seen rain before, but he believed and prepared himself. We have never seen rapture before. So, yet we believe. So we got to what? Get ourselves prepared. Amen. Get ourselves going home. Amen. Now, we are coming to our studies. So, one thing I want to ask, are we moving on to perfection? Because it's a, let us go on to perfection. So, are we moving on? Amen. Because now, from what we heard here the other day from our studies, we are now we can confidently and by faith say that yes, we are perfected. Amen. Amen. We are perfected because it is not you, but that he that is in you. Praise God. Amen. Yes, we are perfected because it's not me, it's not you, but he that is in you. As Jesus Christ always say this, that it is not me that doeth the work. Oh, but it's my Father that dwelleth in me. That doeth the work. Amen. I do nothing of myself, but what I see the Father do, that's what I do also. That's why today we can say we are perfected. Because it's not you, it's not me, but someone in you that is doing the work. You have nothing to do. Praise God. Oh, the prophet said, the Father in me showing me these visions. And then I do just what the Father told me to do. The prophet said, you get it? He said, the prophet said, that is the way how Christ revealed God. Because no man has seen God. Praise the Lord. But Christ revealed God by what? By the life that he was leading. By what he says. By the way how he acts. So he said, that's the way how Christ revealed God. So, coming to our studies, we have already known, get to the last part which we looked into, that we know how in the old time it was what? The sacrifice of bulls and goats. And so he said the priest that will be ministering and this sacrifice. That sacrifice could never take away sin. Because every year they came back with the same problem. Then the prophet said, but this man, we are coming to why we say we are perfected. But this man, the prophet says, are you ready? Have you got your verse open now? So that it will not dodge, so that it will go right into your heart. Oh, that's what the prophet said. See. Said, but this man, not the Pope of Rome, not the Bishop of Methodist Church, or any other church, but this man, Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God, and from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. See? He said, watch. For by one offering, he has perfected. Perfected. Not from one revival and then another revival. No, sir. But he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. The prophet said, do you get it? Let us go on to perfection. Praise the Lord. He has already perfected everything. All that are sanctified. All that are sanctified. Amen. You are perfected. Because he had paid that price. That offering he gave once and for all. Amen. So the prophet said, unless Christ has opened the door and quickened it to your heart. Amen. Unless Christ has opened the door and quickened it to your heart and you become a place. I always like the way how the prophet put this kind of word, statements. See. And you become a place. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. you become a place where sin is dead. And desire, it is all gone.
Yeah, talking about perfection. Praise the Lord. You come, you become a place.
You yourself become a place.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
You become a place where sin is what? Dead. And desires is all gone.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I want to come to that place. I want to be that place.
Lord, I want to be that place where dead, where sin is dead, where desires all finished. Then he taken away your own self-righteousness.
Amen.
That he may establish himself in you.
And is Christ, the Son of God, in you, the hope of glory. That's what being perfected. Praise the Lord. That's how you are perfected. When you become a place. Oh, I love it. When you become a place. I love that. Where sin is dead and desires it all gone. Then he takes your own self-righteousness away. Amen. And then he will establish himself in you. And then it becomes what? Christ, the Son of God in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory. Amen. Then the prophet said, let us go on to perfection. Just at intervals, the prophet will always say, let us go on to what? Perfection. So how can we be perfected? It is true, the death of Christ. How were we perfected? It was through the death of Christ, you see. But one thing he wants to warn us is that perfection can never come by, he said, not through joining a church. Not through our good works. What we do. He said, that's all right. That's all right. Good work, that's all right. But that's not what is going to make you perfect.
Amen.
Not because we were baptized this way or that way.
Not because we were healed by laying on of what? Hands. That's why he said, leaving all this.
Amen.
See.
Leaving all these doctrines of Christ. Let us what? Of laying of hands, of baptism, and of what? Of faith towards God, and all this, let's leave them and then move on toward perfection.
So those are not the things that are going to make you what? Perfect. That you were healed by laying of hands. Oh.
Not because of any of those other things. But we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brethren, we don't want anything to escape in these our Bible studies. So let's look at verse 2 again. Hebrews 6, verse 2. He said, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Hi. You're on Bible studies. Eternal judgment.
Huh? Because we know that there is no hell is not what eternal. It takes the prophet now to break it to us, to teach us. Amen. That's why we are here this evening. Our Bible studies. Eternal judgment. What is it? Now, listen to the prophet. He said, but sin has an end. Sin has an end. Suffering has an end. Therefore, there cannot be eternal hell. There is hellfire and brimstone. We know that. But there is no eternal hell. There is only one type of eternal life, and that belongs to God. If you are to suffer forever, you got eternal life. Huh? If you are to suffer forever, then you got what? Eternal life. Only you are suffering, but still you have life. You've never perished. Praise the Lord. Hell has an end. It may be billions of years, but it will finally come to an end. The Bible doesn't say anywhere that they suffered eternally. So the Bible said nowhere that they did what? They suffered eternally. He said forever and forever. That's what the Bible said. Never said eternally. He said forever and forever. That's hell. That one proof the prophet gave was about what? Jonah. Amen. When Jonah was swallowed by the whale, you know what Jonah said? Said Jonah thought he was in the belly of the whale forever. He was there forever. That's what he thought. Forever has a distance or a time limit. But eternal is perpetual. It has no beginning and it has no end. It's like a ring or a circle. And as the time moves on, we are only revolving around the great motives of God. It never ends. He said, God's motive was to make man in his image, to fellowship with him, and he made him a tangible being. Now, sin brought us into a place. You see? But now we should be at another place. See, sin took us to some place. Huh? Which we need to move out from there to another place where we will become a place where there is no what? There is no sin. And desires are what? All gone. So now sin took us to a place of corruption. But that never stopped God's program. It took us to what? A different place, but it never stopped what? God's program. Amen. He said, sinner friend. He said, my sinner friend, today, if you are not born again of the Spirit of God, you have an end somewhere. And your end is chaos, in ruin, and suffering, and misery. But to you who had believed, see, that word, believed, we know that all these three people, that three witnesses we called, amen, Noah, Job, Abraham, all of them, they believed God. And they walked with God. And so here he's saying, but if you have believed on the Lord Jesus and accepted the same as your personal Savior, it's just as eternal as God. Eternal, you have no end. If you will believe on him and accept him as your personal Savior, you have no end. Because he said, I give unto you eternal Zoe as God's own life, and they will never perish or come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Amen. So, the prophet now trying to give us how we came to God. Amen. Said, we found, he said, is God seeking after man? And we found out, he said, the prophet was saying that the study of, we have found out that God is the only resource of eternal life. We have found out that everything that is eternal has no beginning or end. Therefore, we found out that hell has a beginning and it has an end. No one can ever say hell is forever, forever. Yes. Forever, but not eternal. Amen. Amen. It's forever, forever. I said forever and forever has a time limit. It has a time that it has to end. It can take billions of what? Years. But yet, it will come to an end. But eternal has no end. Forever is a space of time. He's repeated again. The Bible says forever and forever. That's for hell. But eternal. Eternal, he said, that is forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. It's eternal. And we find out that hell isn't eternal. But it's what? Forever. So now, look at it closely here. Hell is what? Not eternal, but is what? It's forever. And the reason you have to watch those words now, if you don't, you got mixed up. See, watch these two words so that you don't get yourself mixed up. Remember, just those things which had no beginning have no ending. Therefore, Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has life forever. Is that what he said? Huh? Is that what Jesus said? No, sir. He said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has life forever. Is that what Jesus said? No, sir. He said, had what? Eternal life. Not forever, but what? Eternal life. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has what? Eternal life. Not has life forever. The word eternal is God. The word here, right here in Greek lexicon, it says Zoe, God's life is in you. You are just as eternal as God is because you've got God in you. Amen. Now, when God comes in, he said, now we're talking back to the perfection. It's when God comes in, he said, your old nature dies. The nature of the world dies. Then you become a new creation. Your desires, that old life, that had a beginning, when God breathed the breath into your nostril, when you were born, that life is carnal nature, is what? It's of carnal nature, and it does what? It dies. Amen. And it had a beginning, and it has an end. So it dies. That was done away with the old nature. And God comes in with a new nature. Praise the Lord. All what we inherited from Adam, it has a beginning. Amen. So those things go to die. It dies. It can die in you. If only you are ready to accept what? Christ. Praise the Lord. That means it has a what? It has a beginning. So it can end. It's not, it can never take you to eternal life. Praise the Lord. Because we were not like as we are today. Something has happened. Praise God. Before, I wouldn't be here at this time. No, sir. Praise the Lord. No. Like brother just closed from work. Why wouldn't he go to the house and food will be ready for him to eat and relax? But something has taken place. Something has what? Gotten dead in his life. And so it has a beginning. So it can die. Amen. Something died in us to receive another thing. So it has a beginning. That thing can never take you to eternal life. Where is it again? Where is my football days? Huh? I'm dead. Praise the Lord. It's dead. So it is. So it is with what? Hell. Because those things were made for hell. So hell has what? An end. That thing is no more in my life. Praise the Lord. I don't have the desire for it anymore. To put on boots and hose and my pants and jersey. I was playing number 7. Praise the Lord. With my number 7 at the back. No, I wouldn't do it. Bring the best jersey for me. It doesn't work. Praise the Lord. It's dead. And those things belongs to hell. So hell has an end. Now something has taken place. And that thing that has taken place now, that is leading me to somewhere eternal life. It's been a change, great change, since I was born anew. Great change since I was born. Oh, hallelujah. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Amen. Amen. There has been a great change since I was born. See? When I was born again. So he said this thing. He said, it had a beginning, and so it has an end. And it died, and it's done away with. The old nature, see, is crucified. And God came in with a new nature. So the prophet said, what's the new nature? Love, joy, peace. My brother, begin to know, begin to search yourself. If those things are in your life now, praise the Lord. Begin to search whether they are there. Amen. Love. Amen? Talking about the love of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Joy. Huh? Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Patience. Meekness. Kindness. Oh, hallelujah. He said, that entered in to take the place of malice, temper, hatred, emulation, strife, and all those things. See? Love, joy, peace came in and took the place of what malice and temper and hatred and all those things strive away. They are now dead. And then there is what? A new life. We are talking about what? Perfection. So listen. There is only one form of eternal life. Find it. That is, God alone has eternal life. The Bible said so. God alone has eternal life. And if a man is going to suffer in hell forever, he has to get God to be eternal. But God is not there in hell. Amen. God is not there. God is eternal. And so if someone had to be in hellfire, suffering, and still will never die, then he has God. Because only God has eternal life. And God is never in what? In hell. Praise the Lord. Now, remember, I'm not saying there is not a burning hell. There is a burning hell, fire and brimstone, punishment. You see? It may last for 100 billion years, but it has have to an end. For hell was created for the devil and his angels. Amen. It was never there from the beginning. Amen. It wasn't there from the beginning. It was made for what? The devil and his angels. So anything that has a beginning, it has what? It has an end. Amen. So now, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Now, how that are we perfected? We are perfected because we are absolutely spotless. Oh, do you believe it? Amen. My brother, you have to accept it. Amen. You are spotless. Amen. And you are blameless. Not one sin on you. Amen. Amen. Are you above temptation? Never. Temptation will come. Praise the Lord. Then he said, do you sin every day? Yes, sir. But yet, we are perfected because we are in him. This question, if it has brightened somebody's heart, We are coming on verse 4 to 6. You will see. Amen. Praise the Lord. He asked the question, do you sin every day? The prophet says, yes, sir. So, it doesn't give you the license to sin every day. Oh, praise the Lord. We are coming to verse 4, 5, 6. This question here, it will be answered. Praise the Lord. Do you sin every day? Yes, sir. But yet, we are perfected because we are in him. And God could no more judge us. Amen. He has already judged us in him. He has already done it. When he judged Christ, he judged me and judged you. Oh, praise the Lord. And he can't judge me again because he took my judgment and I've been redeemed. Amen. Brethren, we are perfect. We are perfected because of him. It's no more you, but he that is in you, as Jesus said, the Son of Man can do nothing but what he sees the Father does. See? It's the Father that is in him doing the works. So it's no more you, but he that is in you now doing the works. Praise the Lord. And now he said, for judgment, we have passed judgment. The very day he judged Jesus Christ on the cross, that very day he judged all of us. Because he judged us in him. And he can't judge me again. Because he took my judgment. And now I am redeemed. Amen. And so, now the prophet coming back here again. He said, now, remember, you notice that word. Eternal judgment. When God wants speak, it's eternal. When God speaks, it is what? Eternal. Amen. It cannot be changed a bit. So, the judgment is eternal. It is always the judgment. No matter what generation we are living in, one generation will live and will all live and forever and whatever time and this and that, but the judgment of God is still eternal. Amen. He's explaining now, finally, what eternal judgment means. Praise the Lord. That generations and generations and generations, if how long it will take, that judgment is what applies. Amen. Because his word he has spoken, and every word that he has spoken is what? Is eternal. But he's not saying that hell is what? Eternal. Praise God. He's not saying that hell is what? Eternal. But the judgment is always the same. Praise God. If the Lord would tarry generations and generations that will come, not one word can be taken away from this. Amen. Amen. It will fit into every generation. But look at what? The way how the world has changed. Even the last 50 years, I can testify of it. What I saw the last 50 years, my brother, my sister, completely different very different. But this was the book that was being used. That those 50 years, even I'm talking about what? 50 years. And today is still talking about today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What I saw 50 years, this was the book. And today is absolutely different. Those 50 years at least, what I saw, even that time I would say that I was still what? 17 years. Then I was grown. 50 years ago, I was still 17 years. In my country, Ghana, you can never see a woman wearing what? Trousers. No, sir! No! No, 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 no. Praise the Lord. And when it started coming up, we have a name for them. They were what? Prostitutes. When they put on lipsticks and cutis and all those sort of things, those are the people we see them as what? Prostitutes. Praise the Lord. But today, it's fashion. Praise the Lord. And this book is speaking against it. Amen. Amen. So the next, if the Lord will tarry, the next 50 years, I don't know what will happen. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't know what my man will be wearing. Praise God. This book. We'll be talking about it. Oh, hallelujah. It will still talk about it. You will find it here. The only book that has the answer to every question on earth here. So, the word of God is eternal. So, when he proclaimed judgment, it's eternal. Praise the Lord. To cover every generation. But talking about hell, hell had a beginning and it will surely have an end. But we thank God that we have been perfected because of him. And now it is not you, it's not me, but he that liveth in us. Through him, we have been what? Been perfected. How many love him? Praise the Lord. So, I don't know when will be our next Bible studies. And we shall go on to verse 4, 5, and 6. And there are great, great terms over there. Amen. Where it says, for it is impossible. For those who are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away and to renew them unto repentance, seeing they will crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Praise the Lord. People have what? A different word, meaning to this. But we are going to see the real, amen, the true meaning of this by our prophets. Praise the Lord. It's impossible. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Perfect man. We are perfected. Amen. Because he that is in us is doing the works. It's not we. It's not you. It's not me. So my brother, my sister, we have looked on
these three witnesses, we picked only three, Noah, Job, and Abraham. They walked on earth here, they were like us. But the scripture was able to say that they were perfect. Amen. And we have looked into their lives. Let's study more of their lives and follow the same way. But one thing that tonight we have been admonished on, that let's watch how we allow human reasoning, praise the Lord, to overshadow the work of God. God has a program, and he is using us for that program. And so the way that he is taking us, he knows, and it will glorify his name. Praise the Lord. Because one day you have to stand here and give testimony to his glory. And so whatever trials, tests that you go through, my brother, my sister, never question God. All these three people we mentioned, none of them questioned God. They went through some trials, but they never questioned God. They never reasoned in their what? In their minds, in their hearts. But rather, they worshipped God. Amen. They worshipped God. Would the musicians come now? So let's watch it. No matter whatever trial you are going through, we are talking about perfection. Never question God. Never reason, but give praise unto him. And say, Lord, I know you are working. Amen. This is my trial. This is my test that I'm going through. I know you are working for your name to be glorified. And one of these days, I'm going to stand before the sons of the living God and give testimony to glorify your name. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, move on. Those are looking for documents. Just believe it. Amen. It is already done. It is already prepared for you. Looking for some special job. It's already there for you. Amen. So every trial that comes, all your applications and everything always returns without any good answer. Amen. Just give glory to him and thank him. Amen. God richly bless you.
Amen. Yeah, he knows my name. Yeah.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each day unfold and hears me well. For I have a Father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me,
no matter
where I go. My name, he knows my every thought. He says each day that falls. and hears me when I go. I have an anchor is in my life.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. He plays me in this world.
Oh, my
faith is in
the
truth.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He knows my name. And hears me when I go. He knows my name.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows my every thought. He says he's still at fault and hears me when I go.
Please give me the words for this song. Praise the Lord. He said, I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hands. Oh, praise the Lord. He's so great. Praise the Lord. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tears that falls and hears me when I call. Are you sure tonight when you call unto him, he will hear you?
Amen.
Yeah, because he, give me the second verse. The second verse. I have a father, he calls me his own. And he will never leave me no matter where I go. The last one. And I have an uncle. He's in my life. He plays me in his word. And by faith, he will see me through. So I know that tonight, when I call on him, he will answer. Because he knows it before even I open my mouth even to say it. But meanwhile, we want to ask the Lord, Lord, you have what? Admonish us that we be perfect before you. As even you told Abraham, Abraham, be ye perfect. Walk before me and be ye perfect. Let it be our prayer tonight. It's a Bible study, but let's pray. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to live that perfect life. And it can only be so when you will come and live in me. And so I surrender every heart, my thoughts, my mind, my soul, everything. I surrender all to you. The Lord, come in. Make me perfect before you. I want to walk a perfect life before you. That's my prayer. That's my desire. All that I desire is that, Lord Jesus, I'll be perfect before you. So help me lay aside all the things that easily besets me and hold on to your word of life. Allow your Holy Spirit to take a complete, a total, absolute control over my life. That's my prayer tonight, Lord. I lift up my hands, Lord. Let's pray. I lift up my hands, Lord. I want to walk perfect before you. Lord, I know that, Lord Jesus, it takes only you in my life, Lord. What do I need the world for? The world has an end. The life out there, one day it will perish, because the word of God says so. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass away. So what is the need for me, Lord, to be part of this world that is going to pass away? Lord, my prayer is that, Lord Jesus, you take me, O God. I want to be anchored in you, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help me, Lord. My weaknesses, I surrender to you. Lord, I want to see, oh, your sweetness, Lord, in my life, Lord. The love of God, the joy of my salvation, the peace that overshadows all things. Oh Lord Jesus, even my requests, if they are not coming, Lord, I have the spirit of that long suffering. Give me that spirit of long suffering, Lord, that I can wait on you as Abraham waited. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Give me that spirit of gentleness. Oh, give me the spirit of patience, Lord. Meekness. Yes, Lord. So that, Lord Jesus, there wouldn't be any malice in me. There wouldn't be any temper or hatred in me. Lord Jesus, you've admonished me that I should walk before you and be perfect. Lord, that's my desire. I want to walk perfect before you. I want to live a perfect life. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. I see that all the grounds around me, they are sinking sand. I want to stand upon that rock. I want to stand upon that rock. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many of our brethren were not able to come tonight. We know that many of them are at work. We don't know if there are any sick among them, but we know of Angel. She's not well. She's sick. And tonight, oh yes, the children of the living God, we have that authority and power to call healing. So let us remember our sister in prayer and use her as a point of contact to any other one that's not feeling well, for which reason they are not here, that the Lord will heal all of them. Let us commit our sister into the hands of the Lord, and even to go far into any other one for which reason they are not here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord, you have given us, Lord, that authority and power
to rebuke, to restore, and to bring back, Lord, into perfection, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, we commit our sister, Lord, into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. That healing is in your word, O God. Healing is in your wings. And Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing, O God, for our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. We send for the word. And we believe that, Lord, even this very hour, she's healed. So also, Lord Jesus, anyone sick amongst us, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, we claim this healing, O God, for each and every one. The Lord Jesus, your name be glorified. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have done it for us. We bless you. We give glory to you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. We ask our precious brother Eli to come and close us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for for this meeting this evening, O Lord. We believe, Heavenly Father, that sitting in your presence has been a blessing for each one of us, O Lord. We thank you for providing for our souls this evening, Heavenly Father. And we believe, O Lord, that what we have heard has got enough power in it, O Lord, to bring forth a transformation, to bring forth the results for which it was sent, O Lord, because your word doesn't come to return void, O Lord.
Yes.
It always comes to produce an effect, O Lord.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we are looking not at our own perfection, but we are looking at perfection as your word puts it, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we are calling you to throne in our hearts and to lead us and to rule over us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, bless your servant who has ministered faithfully this evening, O Lord.
Amen.
We know, O Lord, that as a human he must be tired, but you are the restorer of strength,
Amen.
O Lord. That will restore all the spiritual strength, all the spiritual resources that he has spent, O Lord, even the physical one, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us now as we depart. Let your blessing, let your hand accompany us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless all our brethren who couldn't make it. We think of our sister Angel, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your hand reach out and bless her and give her back her health, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It will be for your glory. We praise you and we commit everything into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So now maybe you take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed once more. Oh, take me back. Oh, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first been. Oh, take me back, oh, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, take me back. Oh, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, take me back, dear Lord.